Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Shelby Hogan from Anaheim, California.
Hey, Anaheim, home of Disneyland?
It is indeed.
Wow, do you live near there?
About 3 miles away.
Wow, do you go a lot?
Actually, I'm on a quest to do everything there is to do at Disneyland in a year, and I'm blogging about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I once spent a solid 5 days there with my wife and three children, who all of whom I love very much.
Uh-huh.
And if I had had to spend another minute there, I would have lost my mind. So don't you have to ration it? Or do you just love it
actually,
that much?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I can just pop over for a couple of hours in the afternoon and then come back home.
And out of all...
Wait a minute. I love this. Honey, stay home with the kids. I have to go to Disneyland.
Oh, no, I take them with me.
You take them with you, the kids, right? You just, like, leave them with Ariel or something?
Yeah.
Go on your walk.
Well, you know, actually, I put him on the train, and he just rides around.
That's great.
I'm
not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Shelby, welcome to the show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Shelby's topic?
Mine.
Some things are so familiar, they seem like they've always been there, like sliced bread, your own children. Our panelists... I'm going to tell you three stories of people claiming ownership of something we thought nobody owned. Only one of these claims actually was made, though. Choose the true story, and you'll win Carl's voice on your very own home answering machine. Ready
okay.
to play?
All right.
First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
By now, most Facebookers have gotten used to the meaningless updates our so-called friends foist on us. Check out these pretend pumpkins I just grew. Hey, watch this cell phone video of my kids' jazz choir singing Eye of the Tiger. I made a salad. And how do we respond to these fascinating dispatches? By clicking on that little thumbs up sign indicating we like it. It's a pillar of Facebook that Cindy DeMuth of Smyrna, Georgia says was stolen from her family. It's bad enough that Siskel and Ebert trademarked something we invented, she says, but this Facebook stuff is just too much. DeMuth claims it was her great-grandfather, Cyril DeMuth, who first used a raised thumb to demonstrate approval or liking of something. In the late 1800s, folks poked their index finger into their lower chin to show approval, she says, but Cyril lost both of his in a cotton gin accident, so he had to improvise. DeMuth's solution, using a thumbs up, was met with confusion. Some folks figured he was insulting them or warning them about a crow's attack, she said. Finally, though, the locals embraced the gesture. DeMuth says she isn't in this for the money. She just wants the record corrected, which is why she started a Facebook petition page titled, I Bet We Can Find 1 Million People Who Credit Cyril DeMuth with Inventing the Thumbs Up.
A woman from Georgia claims that her ancestor invented that thumbs up gesture indicating approval. Your next story of an unexpected claim comes from Kiri O'Connor.
French food circles were all aflutter last week over a surprise discovery and a new point of dubious pride for that food-crazed nation. An unearthed cache of 17th-century letters written by a Gascony noblewoman told of her cook's marvelous new invention. It seems the cook had left some slices of day-old brioche on the stove accidentally until they browned. When she realized her mistake, she simply buttered and served them anyway, passing them off as a new creation. The guests loved the burnt bread, and a food staple was born. Toast. We want only for the history to be known, said Jean-Marie de la Montagne, a descendant of the noblewoman. Toast, it is part of the French soul, like sex at escargot.
Someone claims to have been descended from the very inventor of toast, and your last story of someone not wanting to share comes from Charlie Pierce.
Certain things have been constant about the game of football since the first account of a game was painted on a cave wall in France. Large men colliding with each other, cheerleaders, drunken revelry in parking lots, and the familiar, annoying, da-da-da-da-da-da, charge, bugle call. To claim royalty for that would seem tantamount to demanding royalties for concussions. However, we all reckoned without Bobby Kent, who is suing because he claims to have written the ditty in 1978 while working as musical director for the NFL San Diego Chargers. Kent claims to have copyrighted the famous five notes as part of a composition called Stadium Doodads and is suing ASCAP, the musical licensing company, for selling the rights to hundreds of stadiums all over the world without cutting Kent in on the royalties. Experts are divided on the merits of Kent's lawsuit, but reached in England, the heirs to the estate of the late Freddie Mercury were heard to say, we will rock you.
All right. Here are your choices. One of these things is being claimed as a personal invention. From Luke Burbank, was it the thumbs up sign of approval? From Kerry O'Connor, toast? Or from Charlie Pierce, the familiar da-da-da-da-da charge that you always hear at sports stadiums? Which of these someone claims was invented by them or someone they're related to?
I think I'm going to have to go with the football charge tune.
Da-da-da-da-da. You've heard that, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to pick then Charlie's story of that being the subject of someone's claim. Well, we spoke to someone who is involved in this true story.
Mr. Kent was looking for a way to hype the crowd at San Diego Chargers game, and he came up with the ditty.
That's right. That was Richard Wolf, lawyer for Bobby Kent of Miami, Florida, the man who's pressing his, shall we say, quixotic claim to get paid for all the times a stadium organist has played that. Congratulations, Shelby. You got it right. You've earned a point for Charlie. You've won our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Well done, Shelby.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing, Shelby.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I saw it first. It's mine. I had it last. It's mine. Oh, can't you see? It's mine.